The story behind the mask. Emotions are running high these days. People are fearful and patients might even be running a little thin. We must remember to show kindness, compassion, and listen to the cries of the people. These cries break our hearts. It's alarming, sad, and sobering, the need that is present. These are some of the many emotions that daily we all feel as we serve the people of the town of Whitby. Last week, we served 24 new families registering for assistance. To look out into the parking lot as people stand social distancing, masked, and waiting for assistance is not a pretty sight, but one that is the everyday occurrence at the food bank. And these lines are getting longer. We hear the stories of people stretching pantry food as far as they can, excited about fresh veggies. One lady says, "I haven't had fresh veggies in months." One person shares the heartbreak of losing one's business. Another tells a story that they do not know if their business will survive. These are everyday, ordinary people, like you and me, that are struggling. Tears stream down their faces as they share their stories, and the tears stream as they're overwhelmed with relief and gratitude as we share whatever we can to make their days just that little bit brighter. The key comment that is heard over and over is, "Thank you so much. I knew we could count on the Salvation Army to help." As we ponder the meaning of Christmas this year, we should remember that the meaning has not changed. Let's remember to listen to the story behind the mask. I guarantee that the joy of Christmas will become brighter in our town as we do.